It's time now for our conversations with the mayors or the chairs of the county commissioners, as the case may be, because we are joined here in the studio by Penny Rich of the Orange County Board of Commissioners to talk county government. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. Yeah.
So what's going on? We got the General Assembly in session now. So
yeah, General Assembly went back. We actually don't go back until the 22nd.
Yep.
So everybody else is starting. I mean, Carrboro started last night, and I think Hillsborough's back in action next week.
Next week, yep.
I think Chapel Hill's back in action this week, too.
I think you're right.
Maybe next year. Or is it next week? Oh, I don't know. Well,
this is something I really should know,
isn't
it?
Yeah,
I'll look that up in a second.
It actually might be tonight, because I did read an agenda item there about the BRT. I was interested in their transportation plan. So I think it might be tonight, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm looking that up
we'll figure that out. Yeah.
This is knowing about local news. I probably should know when the actual board meetings are happening. It's the holiday season.
That's right.
We're still getting back in the swing of things, right. Like everyone else.
That's right.
But the General Assembly is back in session today, just for a day, and then they'll be back in session again later on this month. But what are you looking at in the General Assembly in terms of what we're anticipating for the next few months?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to attend the legislative breakfast with Chapel Hill this past week, and thanks to them for inviting me. And some of the things that they were talking about was, the sort of local things that can be taken care of, being zoning and how the state is rules now. And there's some big concerns about stormwater here, and does the state, understand what's going on here? So that conversation was real. They did talk about scooters. I know that's a big thing in Raleigh now, with dropping a $300 per scooter on the streets there over in Raleigh. And they were talking about what they're going to do in Chapel Hill, or if the General Assembly is going to put a definition on what qualifies this form of transportation. So that was kind of interesting. I think for us, I've been asked by the two chairs of the school boards to start talking about having flexibility in their schedule, because as the climate changes and as we get more and more storms, hurricanes in the fall.
Yep.
We talked about the snow storms. And kids are missing school, a lot of school,
yes.
And there's no flexibility in the schedule. So when you can start and when you can end. Meaning what? So there's sort of a resolution that's passing around. They asked me to bring that forward when we go back in session, but also to start talking to General Assembly about that. Broadband is a huge issue that we continue to talk about, and I really want to start pushing that more and more. I mean, we know that nationwide broadband should be a utility, but what can we do in the state of North Carolina to make it better for people? Mm-hmm. We talk about the rural-urban divide, and this is clearly something that is not going to go away unless we fix this. This is going to keep the urban and rural divide going and keeping it strong, keeping people butting up against each other. So those are just some of the things that we've been talking about. We'll have our breakfast. We haven't quite put our agenda together for the legislative breakfast yet, but we'll be doing that soon.
An interesting question about flexibility on the academic calendar, because how many days did Chapel Hill Carrboro miss? It was almost 2 weeks worth of classes,
between two hurricanes. Exactly, and now we're talking about a little bit of snow coming
possibly, freezing rain or whatever,
And so, I think they had to make up something like 9 days, or they missed 9 days
like
and had
that,
to
make
up something. And
at a certain point, you run out of flexibility anyway, right?
You do, and so there was some talks because of the storms that they would allow certain, to go a little bit later or not. There's just so much you can add to a school day. And they're saying you could pick up a minute here, pick up a minute there. I don't know what that does for the kids, though. It just doesn't seem right. And we also, I think you and I talked a little bit about this. We have to think of a better way to get our kids to school, too. Because if the bus can't get down one street, then the whole entire school system has to go out. So we need to do better.
Yeah. I mean, you also think about if there's enough days, then you could bump forward the end of the school year and push that back by a few days. Which, I mean, on the one hand, sure. On the other hand, then you start thinking about all the schools across the state that have HVAC issues and the air conditioning fritzes out in the middle of June.
Right.
And then where are you?
Yeah. But the flexibility to be so inflexible and say you have to start here and you have to end here.
Right, right.
It's just a nightmare for the administration and for the kids, too. It's just not.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. So that's one of the big things that I think coming up, we'll talk with them.
Speaking with Penny Rich, Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov for more information. You can also visit the website townofchapelhill.org if you want information about the Town of Chapel Hill council meeting, which is happening at 6:30 tonight.
And
there's one item on the agenda. They're talking about the Charting Our Future Theater Project.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so that's this evening.
So I had a feeling they were back.
Yeah, yeah. One branch of government that is sort of back, but not really, is the federal government with the shutdown still going on. And this is more and more every day that goes on, beginning to affect people locally. So what can Orange County do about that?
Yeah, so we got a report from Nancy Costin today, who's head of our Department of services that take care of food stamps, that take care of just people making it, being able to live, people with disabilities, and then we also got a report from housing. And so here's the concerns, right? We know we have enough money for food stamps through January. We don't know what happens after that. We know we have enough money for housing January. Now, we just heard before I came to this meeting that probably February we covered. And this is for HUD and the housing vouchers. We don't know that we're going to have enough money for things like, child welfare and adolescent parenting programs. We don't even think about that, right? I mean, I know the feds aren't thinking about that because they don't even think about local issues anyway, right? They don't seem to care. Orange County does care. So if we do run out of money for food and housing, we're going to find that money. We're going to move it over and we're going to pay for it. And hopefully we'll get that money back from the federal government. But people are starting to feel it and they're getting stressed out. And I just want to let folks know that in Orange County, we are going to take care of you and we're going to help you. And so you should not worry about it. Other counties are not able to do that. We are fortunate enough to be able to do that. So we are not going to let our folks suffer because the federal government are playing a cat and mouse game. That's not going to happen.
That's an important point, too, that, like, ideally you get the money back from the federal government when the government reopens again. But you added the word hopefully there.
That's
so
right.
Do we even know?
Well, we don't, right? Because a bill has to pass. And,
right,
you know,
right.
You're a political wonk as well as I am. A bill has to pass to make sure that the funding is for people that were furloughed, people that are working and not getting money, that goes back, right? And some of the people that are furloughed are not going to get their payback.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, they're just out of work for a while. We also have folks in the county that get paid through federal funds and grants. Those people are not getting paid. You know, we can't make up all that money. Our job is to certainly take care of the folks that live here. But we can't make up all the money for people that get paid from the federal government here.
All of that added up, do we know roughly or have an idea of how much money Orange County gets from the federal government?
I don't have an exact number. I know that we're talking about benefits for grocery services, and that's around $1 million that we're looking at, right? So, that's not nothing. I know out of a $240 million budget, moving $1 million shouldn't be that hard. But how many months in a row can you do that,
yeah,
right? And,
yeah.
And what are we putting the halt on to make sure that that's happening? You know, it's really a puzzle that we're constantly putting together. We know how to do it because we've been in this circumstance, certainly with food stamps before, where the government changed it up on us and suddenly, single men couldn't get food stamps anymore unless they showed that they were, doing some sort of work or something like that.
Mm.
So, folks that might have had a slight disability and really couldn't work a full-time job, they were out of luck. We helped them. We're just not going to let people suffer. We're not the federal government.
Speaking with Penny Rich, OrangeCountyNC.gov, earlier this week, or was it earlier today, Transportation Summit?
Yeah, transportation's going on. It's today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty exciting because while that was happening, we met with NCDOT today, the county. County meets quarterly with NCDOT mm-hmm. to go over all the roads and find out what's going on in our county. And, there's a couple of projects that kind of hit us in the face quickly that we didn't know about. One of the I-40 widening, which is, going through that old 86
around
and
86,
to 66
some
exchange.
Houses might be, yeah.
And, that didn't come to us the way normal projects do. And so, boom, we got hit and we, the same time Chapel Hill found out, we found out, the neighbors found out, and the next thing you know, there's a plan.
Hmm.
And no one's approved the plan, no one's seen the plan. So we backtracked a little bit and today discussed that. There are some alternate plans that are now going to take place. There's
Good.
A meeting on the 24th for folks who want to do that. And then, of course, the Churton Street widening. That's another one of those things that kind of hit us pretty quickly and folks didn't know about. So that meeting took place last night. They came up with some really good options. I talked to the Mayor Stevens about that. I think you probably talked to him a little bit about that as well. And, you know, the reason this is happening is because it was money left over in the NCDOT funds, and the governor said, don't let that money sit there. Let's spend it. So all these projects sort of, like, got pushed forward. The widening of I-40, though, we got to remember that that's a project that is, you know, it's not starting right away. So the exchanges will be the last thing that happens. But that's a 2023 project. We're in 2019 now. So we got a little bit of time. But, you know, nonetheless, we need to get the folks that are involved in this, the neighborhoods that are involved, and make sure that they're there and they feel comfortable with going, what's going on. And the plan that they projected the first time was not not comfortable. So
what else is going on in Orange County that people want to know about?
Well, you know, we're constantly talking about how we could help some of our buildings. I think you and I talked about this the last time. Some of our buildings are older, like the ones in the schools, and we're talking about how do we make sure that we're taking care of our buildings. You know, it's like owning a house, and you know, you hit that 10-year mark, and you got to start working on that. So we're going to have some plans on that. Our retreat is coming up, where we're going to talk about. We said a little bit about working interlocally with other governments and trying to, you know, have that overarching theme that we're going to work together on housing, on transportation, on, you know, whatever issues that are hot topics. And housing is always a hot topic, as well as transportation. So we know we're at an important point with the light rail, and we're getting ready to send that report to the federal government. Hopefully they'll be open to
me. I was going to say, good luck sending anything to the federal government at this point.
Nothing's happening right now, but we still have to stay on schedule and get our report in. Mm. And so we're working on that with Durham and Go Triangle. Those are the three partners in the light rail. And, you know, I just want to remind everyone that this project's been going on for 20 years. This is not a project that just started yesterday. And it is a scary project because it's a very expensive project. It's a multi-billion-dollar project. And we know that. We realize that. And, you know, when people say, do you know how much this is going to cost us? Yes, we actually do. We've been talking about it for 20 years. But there is a good article that Steve Shule and Wendy Jacobs and Ellen Reckow wrote for the NNO about a vision and how you got to keep that vision alive. And, you know, as a community, as a region, we keep growing. We got to be able to move people around, right? And we have buses now that are doing a really good job, but we need more. And so that vision has to keep going, and for me, I feel like the light rail project is a worthy project to keep moving forward.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Next meeting of the county board is coming up later on this month. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Nice to be here.